mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the reading from Acts. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, this is really a shocker in the text, isn't it? I mean, entirely unexpected. It really scrambles your eggs, doesn't it? Did you hear the 12 preachers? What in the world got into them? One explanation is that the apostles are three sheets to the wind. Wasted. Dean Martinly or Foster brookishly sloshed. That they've guzzled too much liquid spirits from the bottle. Wouldn't you agree? After all, what in the world would explain the apostolic ability to speak in foreign languages and various dialects of people from all over the Mediterranean world? Well, I'll throw out another explanation. It's the correct one. The preachers are full of spirit. That's right, spirit, but it's capital S, spirit. The third person of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And so do you. Thanks be to God. The Old Testament prophet Joel promised that the Holy Spirit would be given in the last days or the end times. And so did the prophet par excellence, Jesus. And so the last days and the end times pouring out of the Holy Spirit has now come. Jesus said in the gospel today, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. And so Pentecost is not the outpouring of a power or a force as if we're watching a Star Wars movie. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the outpouring of God himself, the Holy Spirit, very God of very God. It is the very coming of God himself, the very giving of God himself in person. The Holy Spirit poured out at Pentecost is he who hovered over the formless void and the darkness of the deep at the beginning of the world, Genesis 1. It was through the Holy Spirit that the chaos of the cosmos was made into an orderly creation, Genesis. The Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets, 2 Peter 1. We heard that with Ezekiel's preaching from the Old Testament reading today, didn't we? His preaching gave life to dry as dust, dead and buried bones of Israel. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus in Mary's womb as the archangel Gabriel preached his sermon into her ears. The Holy Spirit descended in the form of the dove as Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, Mark 1. The Lord breathed on the apostles and gave them the Holy Spirit to forgive or not to forgive sinners, John 20. Jesus promised to give the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to his apostles to bear witness to him, the Good Friday Savior of sinners, for their salvation, John 15. Jesus also promised that the Holy Spirit would help the persecuted church. I mean, I could go on and on and on about the Holy Spirit, but the point is this. The apostolic preachers in Acts chapter 2 are not intoxicated. They don't have a drinking problem. Oh yes, it's a different spirit, not from below, but from above. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon them, bestowed on them, fallen on them. And notice how hard. Suddenly, a mighty rushing wind, tongues of fire. Again, this is to describe the fact that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, gives himself. Why? So that the apostles will Pentecostally preach. Listen again to what Jesus said. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness because you've been with me from the beginning. And so the apostles preach. Apostolic preaching at Pentecost. And the hearers declare, we hear them telling in our own tongues, languages, the mighty works of God. Those mighty works of God, of course, are the Good Friday death and Easter Sunday resurrection of Jesus Christ himself, who took on flesh, who bore the sin of the world in his body and got damned with all of it. Mighty works of God for you and for your salvation. So then, the Holy Spirit is not about who? The Holy Spirit is not about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not talk about himself. He's very shy about that. Instead, the Holy Spirit is bullish about talking about someone else and his mighty works. He's all about bearing witness to graveyard dead but risen from the dead Jesus. And of course, this makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because it was Jesus who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus then who was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried for you and for all. Jesus is the star of the Trinitarian salvation show. And so the apostles preach. And apostolic preaching bears witness to the mighty works of God that Jesus did for you and for all on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. The apostolic preachers proclaim that Jesus died for you, that salvation has come. And so whatever language, mother tongue, or dialect that the gospel needs to be preached in, the Holy Spirit sees to it. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God, the people say. That's full of the Holy Spirit preaching. When the mighty works of God are being preached, even though the Holy Spirit isn't even mentioned, the Holy Spirit is doing his mighty work. This truly is a Pentecost miracle. Not only in the preaching, but also in the hearing. Through the mouths of men and their preaching, the Holy Spirit spoke the eternal and powerful word of God. And in addition, the Holy Spirit performed a miracle so that people could hear that word preached. The fact that anyone believed what the apostles preached that day is a total Holy Spirit Pentecost miracle. But let's not forget that the Holy Spirit can also be resisted and rejected. Remember, according to the text, not everyone there believed what was preached. There were those who mocked and made fun of the preachers and their preaching by saying, "Those apostles, they're a bunch of drunkards." Now, the Small Catechism has it right, has it faithful, regarding the work and the giving of the Holy Spirit. You all know it by memory. "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me," that is, called me to faith in Jesus, "called me by the gospel. And the gospel is proclaiming the mighty works of God for you." And so throughout all the book of Acts, the apostles keep on preaching Jesus. Let me give you an example from Acts 2 a little bit later. "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him, both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucify." Well, that's what I preach to you today as well. My preaching is apostolic too, because I preach Jesus as well. For you, in a language or a mother tongue that you can understand. I preach the Holy Gospel to you today in English. Thanks be to God for that, huh? Because when I first got here, there were some old timers who said, "Oh, I remember when the preacher still preached in German." A lot of people didn't like it. Well, Jesus died for you, folks. Jesus rose victoriously from the dead for you. And he reigns at the Father's right hand of King of Kings and Lord of Lords in order to serve you, to take care of you, and to help you. And Jesus has given you the Holy Spirit as well. First in your baptism. You're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so consequently in holy baptism you have been given the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins. Acts chapter 2 teaches that. And so too in the very gospel that is preached to you every Sunday. The Holy Spirit's given to you then. In the holy absolution that I gave you earlier, the Holy Spirit was given to you again. In the words of institution that I chant every week for your faithful reception of the Lord's body and blood, hooked with his promise of forgiveness, the Holy Spirit is being poured out again to you. And in all that, your sins are forgiven. You are redeemed and you're saved. Heaven and eternal life are yours. Jesus has Good Friday-ly won it all for you. And he personally gives you those benefits. This is where the Holy Spirit is at work. And there the Holy Spirit calls you to believe only in Jesus for salvation. I'm not drunk either. I'm telling you the truth. You are Holy Spirited. Your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. He has given himself to you. He abides literally in you. Every Sunday then is a what? A little Pentecost, a total Pentecost miracle. Every Sunday as the gospel is proclaimed to you, the Holy Spirit is at work on you. And the Lord's having a church. a bunch of hangers-on of the Lord Jesus. The ongoing miracle of the Holy Spirit's work in the preached and sacramental gospel explains why you're a believer and why this congregation has existed here for over 125 years. The astonishing work of the Holy Spirit explains why hundreds of thousands in Africa, China, India, Indonesia, South America, and other parts of the world are converted and receive holy baptism every week. The miraculous work of the Holy Spirit through the word preached is what helps millions of persecuted Christians all throughout the world to live in and from their baptism into Christ and to remain faithful to Jesus even unto death. Speaking of death, death isn't the end. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will miraculously raise you and all believers from the dead, give you a resurrected body, and grant you eternal life together with all who believe in him, and also a new heaven and a new earth. Well, let's wrap this up and let's call it good. So take your hymnals, go back to hymn 497, please, and let's pray and sing stanza 2 a cappella. Stanza 2. Come, holy light, guide divine, now cause your word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free, let none but Christ our Master be. That we in living faith abide, in him our Lord with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia. Happy Pentecost Day, in the name of Jesus, to whom the Holy Spirit bears witness. Amen.